You're listening to SBS News.
The salvage operation of an illegal fishing vessel that ran aground off Queensland's far north coast has begun. Now its passengers have all been found. Police detained the remaining 2 of 17 passengers this morning, with state emergency services called in to help Border Force search since Sunday. SES Far North Queensland Acting Regional Director Peter Renato says no one was injured.
Over the last couple of days we had floodboats in operation. We had 2 floodboats in operation and they were operating overnight on the first night and then during the day in and around the wreckage of the boat and also around the mouth of the river.
The government says it's the first asylum seeker boat in 1,400 days. The Vietnamese boat remains stuck on a reef just offshore in Daintree, with debris littering the beach and diesel fuel leaking into previously pristine waters. The grounded trawler has become something of a tourist attraction, gaining mixed reactions from locals and tourists.
We don't care.
Not worried at all. I feel very sorry for them.
Yeah, we're just glad they made it safely. Yeah, a bit disappointed they got caught, really.
The village is very happy about the fact that all the media is here to cover it because it's good publicity for the town. So. Yeah.
2 Queensland anglers have been praised for picking up some passengers from crocodile-infested waters and eventually taking them to authorities.
We thought, well, what's our next step? You know, what do we do? And first thing was we had to check the crab pots. So we got the blokes to pull in the crab pots for us and we showed them the sights.
A spokesperson from the Department of Home Affairs says under the country's strict border protection policies, no one who travels to Australia illegally by boat is permitted to remain.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.